Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Matt has the night off. He's enjoying a nice Friday night at home, hopefully, and just kicking back with his feet and everything else and saying this is the good life. This is Randy Knott actually in the chair tonight having a wonderful time here on Sports Open Line on 104.1 FM KMOX, America's sports voice. It's been a while since I've had an opportunity to talk sports. I thought maybe I would have forgotten a few things. But, man, it's like riding a horse. You just jump back on and get up and let's go. It's been fun, Kyle. It really has.
That's what's great about sports, right? It's easy to talk about. You always got sports going on. You can always comment on the next game coming
so
up.
True.
Jump
so
right
true.
Back in.
So true. And we could talk about a lot of different games, but what I want to talk about right now is something that my wife just tweeted me. That Disney and YouTube have come to an agreement, so now ESPN is back on YouTube. Can you believe that?
No, I can't, honestly, after what just happened.
I mean, so here's the thing that got us. So we got a text message or whatever from YouTube that, you know, they're going to refund us $20 because we can't watch ESPN. Are you kidding me? So then what does my wife do? Well, she decides that she's going to go ahead and subscribe to ESPN just so that she can watch certain games because she is a big college football fan. And I'm thinking, was this one of those deals where one side said, look, you take us off for a while. We'll get some subscribers over here. We'll bank a little bit. Then we'll come back to you. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. I know it made a lot of people, me included, a lot of people mad. Weren't able to watch that one Monday night football game. There was so many bad situations that came from this.
We started calling around to see what bars didn't have
right.
YouTube TV and just had, you know, DirecTV. Mm-hmm. We go over there, watch whatever. But it's amazing what apps have done to your viewership.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I don't like about apps is I love the YouTube because I can watch four games at once and something like that. But if a game's on Prime and you want to watch a game on another, you got to get out of that app, go to another app. It is so frustrating. You just can't flip around like you used to back mm-hmm. in the day when you basically had ESPN, Fox, and CBS.
Right.
Now, it's a whole new world. It's your world because you're one of the young people, Kyle. This is what you guys wanted. You got what you wanted. Apps, apps, and more apps.
It is frustrating, though. I mean, on an NFL Sunday, you got to go to Peacock for Sunday mm-hmm. night football. You got to have the NFL app for Red Zone if that's what you want to watch. Mm-hmm. Thursday night football, you got to go to Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. ESPN for Monday night football. Mm-hmm. Every different app has a different game, and it is frustrating.
And there is no TV guide to tell you which one you need to turn to either. One of the things that we did, we got a larger TV. We got a 75-inch TV a couple of years ago because I told my wife, I said, if we buy a bigger TV, this is my argument. Then when we watch the four box, each game is bigger. So each game is like a 30-inch TV instead of a 10-inch TV. She bought it.
That's good math right there.
Then I went and I got a 50-inch TV because there's an outlet that you can go to. and only paid like $100 for this TV. It's a Samsung. Put that on one. Watch one game on there, four on the other. It's like going to a sports bar without leaving the house.
Smart.
Nice move. Nice move. Now, of course, you can only watch so much because I think if you try to do more than two or three TVs at once on YouTube, you get the circle. It starts to spin. It's like, you know, or slow down or it kicks out. So we have to curtail Mr. Easton, that's my son, watching his YouTube TV at his place in Washington, D.C. because he's using our account. So every time we have to call him and go, hey, we want to watch three games now. So kick him off the app if we can. It has been a tremendous 2 hours so far because I had opportunity to do Rush Hour Sports, and we talked a lot. One of the things, even though we're at the start of hockey season for the most part, people really want to talk Cardinals baseball. And I think that is one of the beauties of St. Louis is that you have this team that has so much tradition that I don't care what time of the year it is, people can start up a conversation and talk baseball, Kyle.
That's right. And you said it with Will Leach. This is an offseason that has a lot more intrigue than most recent offseasons in Cardinals' recent memory. I mean, you got Chaim Bloom coming in. It's interesting to see what he's going to do, his philosophy, his approach to kind of setting the tone for this rebuild, retool, whatever you want to say. It's really interesting.
It was interesting to talk to him about Donovan being a linchpin because Donovan can go either way and improve this team at the same time. You trade him, you might get the pieces that down the line make you a dominating team or a better team. You could keep him and build around him, and he can be that guy that people look forward to seeing, which right now is something they don't have. They don't have that guy if you pull him out. You got other people you like to watch, but he does so many things, and he does it at a level where it's fun to watch. You know, the hair starts blowing when the helmet comes off and everything else. He's fun to watch. He goes and he gets it. And I get why people could go either way with it. But I think more folks would be heavily disappointed if he left the St. Louis Cardinals for a bunch of prospects and a couple of used-to-bes than if he stayed and you tried to build around him.
I do agree. I mean, he was your only All-Star in 2025. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that represented the Cardinals. But again, I think it's about the timeline of when the Cardinals are going to come together and be a championship-caliber team. You don't want to be that team that's hoping to sneak into the playoffs. And that's kind of what they were hoping to be this year with the runway season. Yeah. It didn't turn out to be that way. You didn't make the playoffs. It's about the timing. You want, like Will Leach said, you want players that are going to come up at the same time with Weatherholt, with Doyle, those types of guys that hopefully push you over the hump to get back to a championship caliber team, not just someone who's going
to
sneak in.
You want to be a contender, and not a contender in the sense, like you said, sneak in, but a contender in the sense that this team can make a true run to a World Series championship. Now, you look back at history, being the wild card was not a bad thing for the Cardinals because they're able to take that to a championship. It makes you a little bit more hungry. It makes you really want to go and get it. So I don't fault them for being a team that can chase for the wild card, but that shouldn't be your number one goal. Your number one goal should be to win the division, and then you become the team that dictates its future from that point on, not hoping that, oh, if we can squeak in and then things start to fall in our favor, we can make it happen. Be the team that people fear. And as I said earlier, I haven't been inside of a clubhouse in a long time. I only watched from afar. And watching from afar, it was difficult to watch this team for an entire game. A couple of innings here and there, it was good. But a whole game, you know, and sometimes to me, baseball could be boring. And a lot of times when it came to watching the Cardinals game, it got boring. And I hate to see that.
It was a tough season, for sure. You had that moment of hope in May where the team had a good run. All of a sudden, they're in the playoff picture, and then it kind of went downhill. You sold at the deadline. And that's exactly why. It's like, do you trade guys like Donovan, Alec Burleson, to where you're more, you go into the season and you're a division favorite, especially in the NL. You got the Dodgers in the middle of a dynasty.
Yeah.
You got to be someone that can compete with that level of team.
Well, you also got to be someone willing to spend that kind of money.
That's
okay.
Also
the Dodgers,
true.
The Dodgers have spent all the money, and so they paid for their championship, but they also gave us all something to watch. They were either the hero or the villain, depending on which way you want to look at them. Because you look at all of this, you're going, ah, that's what money does. That's not true baseball. That's just somebody who bought a championship. But then you watch a guy like Ohtani do what he did, and you go, man, I'm watching something that no one has ever seen before. So in some ways, you have to praise what is happening there. But a small market team, and I guess St. Louis considered small market, you can't compete with bringing in people like that because you can't have that type of a payroll. And especially can't be weighted on just one player. You know, that's how Albert left. You can't pay $300+ million to one guy and then hope to continue to build a championship team around it. You're going to have one attraction, and that's it. So hopefully Bloom could figure out a formula and get this team back to what the team used to be. It is hockey season, though, right now. And as I look up at the big scoreboard here, the Blues actually have a lead over Calgary in the first period.
They scored in the first minute.
Give me a break. Let's stop the game right now. Everybody, somebody turn off the lights and send everybody home. Hey, I'm not ready to give up on the Blues either. It's only November. There's a long way to go. And as I said in the other hour, you've got that all-star break in there to where if guys burn it out going into it, they've got a longer period to kind of rest up and be off. So I'm not ready to throw in the towel, although some people are. We've got much more to go here on Sports Open Line. Something other than my voice, we're going to be joined by Pierre Desir, who used to play football for Lindenwood. Then he went to the NFL. Now he is back in the St. Charles area trying to make a difference in his community. We're going to talk to him about that. Coming up next here on Sports Open Line on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to Sports Open Line here on Cable X. Rennie Knott in the seat. If you're watching on the live stream, that'll be on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, you may look at me and go, boy, he's sweating. There is no AC in here at the moment, so we're running off of a fan on the floor over here. So, yes, it is warm inside. Looked up at the Blues after looking away for about 2 minutes, and now they're tied at one in the first period against Calgary.
That didn't last long.
Did not last long. But as I said about hope, it ain't over yet.
That's true.
All right? Now, with a minute left in the game and it's like this, then we can talk again and reminisce about the time they had that one goal lead. We're waiting right now for Pierre Desir to give us a call and talk a little football with him. He's had quite a life, not just a career when it comes to sports, but quite a life. He was born in Haiti. When he was about 4 years old, his family moved here to the St. Louis area. He grew up in the St. Charles area, played football, ended up playing football at two small colleges, the last being Lindenwood, was all-conference, all-American, all-everything when it came to being a cornerback as well as a special teams return man. He then got drafted by the Cleveland Browns, bounced around in the league for a few years, but was able to earn one very large contract, which then, as he put it, changed his life, changed his family's life, and gave them a lot of security. And so the reason why I wanted to have him on wasn't just about his football career and what sports has done for him, but also talked to him about what he's doing in the St. Charles area when it comes to hoping to motivate young athletes and to get them on the right path, not just as athletes, but also as people in general. And right now, I think that's a very important thing in our world, especially when you look at social media and what social media can do to a kid and what a kid thinks is important. Probably isn't. And so it's great to see somebody that's still young, that kids look up to, that can lead them on a path of doing the right thing. So I'm looking forward to having Pierre on. Hopefully he calls us soon, and hopefully he's probably out at dinner doing something and didn't realize what time it was. And that can happen, and I can appreciate that. But I'm still going to keep tagging him here on Instagram and get him to pick up that phone and give us a phone call. Because, as I said earlier, I don't like listening to my voice. It's a little much. Blues have the lead now 2-1.
This game is back and forth early.
Fast and furious.
Yeah, lots of goals early.
I like that. Going back to the St. Louis sports scene, and I know we spent a lot of time talking about the Blues and about the Cardinals, mainly about the Cardinals, but we also have City SC in town. And it's interesting to look at what City SC has done in the seasons that it has played in the MLS, because their first year started out with so much hope, so much glamour, so much surprise. And then you get knocked down, not just to earth, but to the bottom of the pile. And I think in many ways, people who weren't traditional soccer fans may have almost forgotten about this team, because the team was no longer on the front page all the time. They weren't leading the sportscast. It was like, oh, by the way, when it came to them. They've had a lot of changes when it comes to coaching and the front office and all of that. So hopefully, and this is a new franchise, hopefully the people in charge are learning from the mistakes, learning from the experiences, and are going to line up a team on the pitch that could be victorious.
For sure. And just like the Cardinals, they have Chaim Bloom as their new president of baseball operations. City just announced Corey Ray as their new sporting director. So that's two St. Louis teams with kind of a new ideas at the front in their front office and possibly in a new direction. So I'm really interested to see what changes in this fourth year coming up between from their first three, I should say.
Now, one thing about the new guy is that he does have an MLS background.
He does.
And so by having that MLS background, you have a better understanding of how the game is played in this league at this level, the moves you need to be made, the way the guys play. And when I watch this team play, and I'm not a huge soccer person, but I know enough about watching soccer to say, well, you need more of this, you need more of that. They seem to get behind a lot when it came to defense. A team would get on a rush and on a run and would just leave them behind, and they were always like a step behind when it came to some of the better teams in the league. So I think team speed is certainly something that they need. You've got a great goalie. You just signed up to a new contract, a lot on his shoulders. But a good goalie is like having a great pitcher, because if he could do his thing, you don't need a whole lot on the other end for you to win a match. Do they need to have a big-name person come in here? No, but it would be nice to see a hometown kid grow up and do well on this team, because we are a soccer city. And I think that would really help solidify and put us on the map if one of our homegrown athletes is able to play for the homegrown team.
Yeah, 100%. I'm interested to see what the new approach this year is. And like you said, the philosophy of this team was always interesting. They were always a few-touch kind of score in transition type of team. So I'm interested to see if that's still the philosophy. I'm interested to see the type of players they acquire. I think it's going to be an interesting offseason. And that's not even to mention their schedule flip. So that's going to begin in 2027 with the MLS now starting in the summer, going through the winter and ending in the spring. So a lot of interesting stuff going on in the MLS right now, I would say.
It'll be interesting to see soccer played at Energizer Park in St. Louis in December and January.
In December, yeah.
Woo!
Cold.
We're going to have to use a different colored ball because there might be some snow on the ground during that time period. I do like the MLS soccer in the sense that I love going to Energizer Park and feeling that energy from the supporters group. It's like going to an event, not just to a sports activity, because you become a part of it with the way you cheer, with the way you're jumping up and down and the smoke and everything else going off. I just hope that as we move forward, we're not a team that are not a team, but a city that used to be a city of champions, but now a city of, well, we hope to be contenders. We want to be a city that has been the city that it has been since practically the beginning of time. You think about the St. Louis Cardinals, but it's always been one where you go, that's a team to beat. That's a city to beat. And I think it is indeed possible that they can get there. It's only, what, year four they're going into now? So they've got room for improvement for sure. So I'm not going to give up on them just yet. Battle Hawks, we'll see. That's another one that does well until, well, it's crunch time. And it's either win this game or go home, and they're watching the next game on TV.
One thing you will say about the Battle Hawks, though, is those fans come out to support them. Same with City SC and Energizer Park. That place is always packed. The atmosphere is always great, so that's at least something you can appreciate.
Yeah, and I think that's why I want to see the teams get back to the fans with some wins. Because the fans have been there for you. Now it's up to you to be there for the fans. And to do that, that means winning some games and giving them some hope that we could be champions once again. We're going to take a break right now on Sports Open Line. When we come back, maybe we'll have Mr. Desir on. We know that Howard Richards will be up shortly to talk some Mizzou football with us. You're listening to Sports Open Line here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And welcome back to Sports Open Line here on 104.1 FM KMOX, America's Sports Voice. This is Rennie Knott, guest hosting tonight, and it has been a pleasure to be in your ears. It has been a pleasure to sit in this chair and just chat up some sports and talk to some of the people in the know. And so this weekend, I think, is a pretty big weekend for Mizzou football. I think it's fair to say that because we're all trying to keep hope alive that maybe, just maybe, some good things are going to happen, and maybe, just maybe, things will happen elsewhere that allows them to make their way into the college football playoffs. I don't know. Strange things have happened over the course of time, which have allowed certain teams to achieve that a lot of folks thought they don't stand a chance, yet it happens. So let's bring in now one of the voices of our Mizzou football Tigers, the one and only Howard Richards. How you doing, sir?
I'm well, Randy. Hey, twice this week.
Twice.
I've had a chance to chat with you. That's pretty good, man.
I just love the fact that, so what Howard's talking about is that we were together at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater St. Louis's Futures Gala back on Wednesday night. It was a heck of a time, raised a lot of money for a wonderful cause. But there's something that I didn't know that I learned that night, is that you were a club kid at one time, right?
Yeah, I was. I started going to the club, and your audience, being someone young, they might be shocked when they hear 1968, I think, was the first year that I started going to the club. Maybe even 67, I can't remember.
Wow. But
I grew up in that club when it was known simply as the Herbert Hoover Boys Club.
Wow.
Before it was even Boys and Girls Club. And I tell the story, so I learned a lot of things there. Learned how to swim, learned to hone my skills playing baseball and basketball. But I used to play chess and checkers almost every day.
Wow.
And there was a gentleman who was like a counselor. I didn't really know who he was. I mean, he was just a nice guy, kind of a grandfatherly type. But I would play him, and he would beat me. One day, I finally beat him. And when I wanted to play him again, he said, I'm not going to play anymore. I go, well, why not? He goes, because you've already beat me. I want you to take what you've learned from me and go teach it to other people.
Love it.
So that person was, I think, either fly or featherweight champion Henry Armstrong.
Oh, wow.
And he was, you know, I learned later in life who he was and what a huge figure he was. But he, you know, spent so much time with we young people, and it was just amazing. I mean, when I think back, the experiences, and that's just one of many that I had at that club, but it meant a lot to me. And for me to be in the club's Hall of Honor, to go back and support the club as an honorary chair, and I've been on the board. I served on the board for a year, a number of years back. It's just an incredible organization, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, thank you for giving back, because I know a lot of folks could reach a level of success and sort of forget where they came from. And it's great to hear you talking about, this is where I'm from, this is where I stay, this is what I still believe in. I greatly appreciate that, and I think I see that quite a bit in the St. Louis area, especially with our sports stars who have come back and have lent to the community either in dollars or in just presence. And sometimes presence is even more valuable than the dollars. But let's talk some Mizzou football right now. And I'm looking at a team that I think this weekend is pivotal in the sense that if you win, hope in some way or another remains alive. You need a lot of other things to happen, but hope remains alive. You lose, and people are going to jump off the bandwagon left or right. How do you see this weekend? How pivotal is it?
Well, I think you're right in a number of ways. Although you can't play for the SEC championship, the college football playoff is probably out of reach. But as you mentioned, you just never know. I mean, if the team's at the top, if someone stumbles, if someone upsets another team here or there, I mean, who knows? But aside from that, for Mizzou, what it means is playing for something that you know is within reach. And if Eli Drinkwitz manages to win out the regular season, go to a bowl game and win that bowl game, it'll be the only time in Mizzou football history that a coach has won three consecutive double-digit win seasons. And that means a lot.
Yeah,
what
it
says is that your program is on a continuum of upward trajectory. And that's important for recruiting. It's important for the fan base. And we know they can be a little restless at times. And I get it. As a former player who played for the university, I truly understand exactly what it means. But I say Coach Drinkwitz has done an outstanding job with, you know, from what he inherited when he arrived in Missouri 6 seasons ago to where they are now. And I still feel that the program is moving in the right direction under his guidance. And I think that as long as he stays, which I do believe he will stay, and it's just my opinion, I'm just sort of piecing together what I know about the sport for the many years that I've been involved with it. I think his desire to stay outweighs his desire to leave.
Okay. And that's great to hear, because you're looking at the programs that are looking for coaches. You're looking at what he's been able to build and really be not just successful at, but keeping that consistency there as well. And it seems to be getting better and better and more exciting each year. You're seeing the growth of the stadium. You're seeing the growth of the fan base reaching out beyond the borders of Missouri into other states where people are cheering for Mizzou. And I think it's great to think that, man, I can't see this guy leaving. But you and I both know that there is a lot and a lot of money in college football. Do you think, when you look at your heart of hearts, that one of these bigger programs that do have the big donors and the big dollars can lure him there? Or do you think that Mizzou can make another counter offer, in other words, add to the extension, blah, 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 to keep him where he is?
I believe the latter is probably more true than the former. I think Drake is either like in the top 10 or top 11 of most highly compensated coaches as it is right now. I mean, how much more does he need? But here's the thing, the intangibles. Family is happy. His four daughters, his wife, I believe they really enjoy what Columbia, Missouri, and Mid-Missouri, and being able to get to St. Louis and Kansas City. I believe they appreciate that and really like where they are. To have an administration, an athletic director, who didn't hire you, by the way, but who's behind you and supports you, the president / chancellor of the university, the board of curators, all are in on Eli Drinkwitz. And the overwhelming majority of fans are, too. And I think that, you know, if you weigh those things and you weigh the pressure to win at a school like Florida, a school like LSU, a school like Penn State, you know, if you don't win in 3 to 4 years, and I'm not just talking about winning, I'm talking about like a national championship,
right.
Which is something Brian Kelly could not accomplish in his fourth season. And you compare him to his predecessor, Nick Saban, who won it within 4 years, Les Miles, who won a natty within 4 years, and Ed Orgeron, who won it within 4 years. It's a difficult pill to swallow.
Yeah.
And Drake could be in the same situation if he were to decide, hey, I want more money, I want this or that, I think I can win a national championship at here or Florida. And then he's on the street. Florida has had maybe four or five coaches since Missouri has been in the SEC, joining in the year 2012. So what does that tell you? They're not sticking with coaches very long in order to develop their football program as much as, to me, you really should be. And look at the example that a person, a coach like Clark Lea, look at what he's accomplished since he's been at Vanderbilt.
Okay.
You take a school that was a perennial doormat in the SEC. I mean, really with no hopes of winning.
Yeah.
And he has built a team that, you know, I mean, they started winning and turned it around last year and were among the top teams in the SEC this season. And the model to me that, that Clark Lea has built, and he's probably leapfrogged, not I would say leapfrogged, but his trajectory has risen, that angle has risen a lot sharper, a lot higher. I should say more obtuse, not acute. More obtuse angle.
You and your math skills.
has probably grown even higher, faster than that of Eli Drinkwitz. Now, that's not comparing or saying that Clark Lea's a better coach than Drink. That's not what I'm trying to say. But when you come from nothing to all of a sudden you've got a quarterback who earlier in the season is in the Heisman Trophy talk. Your team is in the discussion of possibly making the college football playoff. That's a significant game. But the attention that it has brought to that program, to me, what it shows is that if you – and again, it's not always on the coach. Look at the people that make the hiring decisions.
Right.
They should be looking at themselves in the mirror.
Okay.
You hire the right coach, the coach to do the job you expect him to do and give him time to do so. Clark Lea is that example.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. If the starting quarterback for the Mizzou Tigers is still healthy and still playing, are we having a different conversation about this season?
Possibly. I mean, obviously that's not a guarantee, but I mean, let's just say Bo Prabula was having some struggles. I think he had thrown interceptions in five or six games or something like that, and he had turned the ball over a few times. So that is certainly something that they were really looking at correcting with him. Now, Matt Zollers is completely different style of quarterback. You know, he's you know, 6'4", he's a guy that can see over most of his offensive linemen. He's a pocket type passer that can run the ball, but has a stronger arm and a quicker release. And what I'll say about Zollers is that once the game slows down for him, and if the coaching staff will put him in better situations, unlike they did last week against Texas A&M, then I think you really have the ability to see what this young man's potential will be. Because I think people will be happy with what they will see from him. And I think over the next few weeks, you're going to see a different quarterback than what you saw against Texas A&M. And really, you know, even at, going back to the A&M game, if the turnover doesn't happen just before halftime, it's a 7-0 game. And Missouri has shown the propensity in the past that they can play from behind, especially at home, and come back and win games. But, you know, I think the gap was too large. Texas A&M was too good of a team. You've got a team that has to throw the ball. Your defensive players, especially your pass rush, can pin their ears back and just come after you. It makes it a much, much more difficult challenge to try to get back in the game and keep pace and try to be competitive and maybe be able to win this game in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's a good thing they've had a running game. And that running game has certainly made you pay attention to what they do and what the abilities are when it comes to driving the ball. But you certainly need to have a passing game, especially with the speeds that you have now in college sports as well as the sports in general. So what has to happen on Saturday for the Mizzou Tigers to win?
Well, I do believe if you allow Matt Zollers to acclimate to the speed of the game early on, you know, more quick screens, more slants, also utilizing that running game. You got two of the best backs in the SEC. They Missouri rushed for 207 yards between the two of them. Mm. If I told you that Mizzou would have two backs that rushed for over 100 yards last week against A&M, you'd say it's either going to be a very close game or Missouri's going to win this game at home.
Okay.
And I think Mizzou could have probably rushed for, you know, some number approaching 300 yards if it had been more intentional about doing so. So, to answer your question further, I think you've got to showcase your running ability. That's got to be your strength. And in doing so, you can settle down the quarterback and give him some easier throws until he feels more comfortable. And what that does, it allows, you know, the safeties to start playing more in the box.
Right.
And then allow yourself to take some deep shots mm-hmm. downfield to loosen up the field. That gives you the opportunity to start throwing the ball towards the middle of the field, something Missouri only did, I think, four times last week. And it was wide open. So I think they were playing it much more safely and conservatively than I think a lot of us expected. But listen, you know, the goal here, you got to win out. Okay. And you can't do that by by playing soft or playing scared or playing conservatively. I think you really got to be aggressive on offense in order to make a statement and come away with a win tomorrow.
All right. Well, let's go get it. Let's go get it. All right. And M-I-Z.
M-I-Z-Z-O-U,
my friend. I just wanted to hear the other side of that. As a former running back, I love the fact you talk about the running game because that's where my heart is. Howard, thank you so much for not just joining me tonight, but joining me back on Wednesday night. It's great to talk to you twice in 1 week. Good luck with the broadcast tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you so much, Rennie. Good to talk to you.
Thank you all for listening to Sports Open Line. We got another break here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Welcome back to 104.1 FM KMOX. We're on Sports Open Line. I am Rennie Knott. We're finishing up the show now, and it has been tremendous to be a part of your evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've had a chance to talk a lot about sports. We've had a chance to talk to Kyle. Finally, the man on the other side of the room, we got to hear his voice. He's a good dude. I enjoy him a lot. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully, this isn't the last time you hear my voice here on this show or any show on KMOX. It is a great opportunity to speak to the people of St. Louis one-on-one. Have a tremendous Friday night, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to talking to you again. I'm Rennie Knott. You've been listening to Sports Open Line here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.